This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yemis, learning Masechet Soita, Parak Ches, Mishnah Hey, and Vav. V'yasvu ha-shoytrim l'daber al-am. The officers will continue to speak to the nation. V'amru, and they'll say, Miho ish hayare. Who is the person who is afraid? V'rach ha-levav and soft-hearted. Yelech v'yashav l'veso. He should go and return to his house. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Hayare v'rach ha-levav. How do we identify this person who's afraid and soft-hearted? Kimashmoy, like the simple interpretation. Namely, he cannot withstand the fear of the throng of the battle, to see a sword that is drawn. He's literally afraid. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, someone who's afraid and soft-hearted, this is referring to someone who's afraid from Averis in his possession. Therefore, the Torah hinges all of these, meaning the one who built a house or planted a tree or got married, that they could return because of those reasons. Because if someone is afraid because of the averus that they have, they won't be embarrassed, because people will say, no, they're returning not because of averus, but rather because of the new house or new wife. Rabbi Yossi says, Amano kain gadol, an amana to a kain gadol, grusha v'chalutza kain hedyayit, a divorced woman or a chalutza to kain hedyayit, mamzeres and nesina to Yisrael, a mamzeres and nesina to Yisrael, bas Yisrael a mamzer and nesin, or a Jewish woman to a mamzer and to a nesin. These are all averos midai raisa. Harehu hayare v'rach haleva. This is who we refer to when we say someone who's afraid because of their averos. Namely, it has to be an avera midai raisa. Mishnah Vav. V'hayu k'chalois ha-shoychem l'daber el ha'am. And it will be when the officers finish speaking to the people, ufakdu sari tzvois b'reisha'am, and the generals of the legions will visit at the head of the people, uva'akevai shalom, and also at the end of the people, because roish could refer to the end as well, both sides. Uma'amidin zekifin lefneim. They established, they set up mighty people, mighty men, tall imposing people before the soldiers, v'achir me'achireim, and others behind them, v'kashilin shalbar zavideim, with hatchets and axes of iron in their hands, so that people don't run away. V'chal mevakish lachzor, anybody who wants to run away, harishus b'yadai, these officers had permission, l'kapeach eshoikav, to hit them on the leg, to punish them severely, shetchilas nisa nefila, because the beginning of a fall is fleeing. Shenemer, like it says, Nos Yisrael fnei plishtim, the Jews fled from before the Philistines, v'gam agef gedol ha'isavam, and there's also a great plague. So we see that at first they fled, and what ensued was a great magefa. Ulhalan, elsewhere it says, Huaymer, Vayanusu Anche Yisrael, Ibnei Flishtim, Vayiplu Chalalim. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Paraglamet Aleph, Pasag Aleph, the Jewish people fled because from before the Philistines, and then they fell slain. So we see that fleeing leads to more disastrous consequences, etc. So therefore, we don't let the people flee. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.